Ever wondered how much it actually costs to buy a house? As a young person in California, the thought of buying a home can be so daunting and overwhelming, especially at these really high prices. So in today's episode, we're here to talk to you about all of the lending options you have and stress the importance of working with a really great local lender.
Welcome back to the Happy House Hacking Podcast, a podcast designed to help young people in California on the path to happy homeownership. In today's episode, we're going to cover everything you need to know in order to get a loan for your next home. How do you get a loan? What does it look like? So today, we're going to take you through the steps of getting pre-approved. So step one is to get a pre-approval with a local lender. Now, Camille, we talk to people every day, a lot of buyers, and what do you say is one of the major hurdles that buyers face when it comes to getting pre-approved?
Well, a lot of buyers simply, they don't have all of the knowledge yet on what it takes to buy a house, so they're a little nervous and apprehensive to talk to a lender because a lender is going to ask financial questions. How much income do you make? How much debt do you have? What's your credit score? And oftentimes the lender is going to do a full credit check too. And so sometimes buyers want to push that off until the very last minute before starting the home buying process. Now, in our experiences, the buyers who don't end up getting pre-approved right away are the ones who don't end up buying a house, because you need to get pre-approved in order to know what your purchasing power is. Especially as young people in California, the majority of us are not able to buy with cash right now, so we need a loan.
Exactly. And a lot of people, they're nervous. They don't want to talk to that lender. And that's a big hang up. It's a big hurdle. They're concerned about down payment. They're concerned about their credit. And so the good news is that by talking to a lender, you can start to get that financial house in order. They are on your team. They're there for you. They're there to help you get prepared to buy a house. And so whether you're 1 year out or 5 years out, it really doesn't matter. You need to start connecting with a team locally to help you get that pre-approval letter. And they can give you some tips on how to clean up your credit, some credit repair programs. Some of the lenders we work with have great resources to help our clients. And the biggest aha that most of our clients have when they talk to a lender is that they're able to afford a home a lot quicker than they initially thought.
Yeah. So step one really is to get that pre-approval with a local lender. And we highly recommend working with a local lender in your area, because having that person who's local, you can walk into their office with questions, you can sit down with them, you can text them after hours and on weekends. You really don't have appraisal issues, because most of the appraisal issues we've had come from out of town or online lenders who aren't familiar with the market, and we end up having issues that way. So working with a local really is best, because you are getting the attention and the support that you need from somebody who's just down the street. So definitely get pre-approved with a local lender, and they will be able to walk you through that financial process and make sure you feel prepared and equipped with all of the loan options that you can choose from. That works great for your own family needs.
Absolutely. I think about so many times where we talk to buyers who they've gone online and they've done a mortgage calculator and they say, okay, here's what I can afford. Or they go on one of the online lenders and then they say, I got my pre-approval from this online lender. It took 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And the reality is those online loans don't know the full situation of you and your unique financial situation. So we've had a lot of bad experiences working with online lenders because they're not as intentional sitting down with you, getting to know your circumstances and making a customized loan program for you. And so another thing we've seen is with a lot of the online lenders, it looks great on the front end. You've got a lower interest rate, but then there's a lot of back end fees that they didn't tell you about. Loan origination fees, underwriting fees, processing fees, and those fees add up. So when it comes to getting that pre-approval letter, start local, get some quotes from local lenders. Now, Camille, can you think of a time where there was a buyer who felt maybe apprehensive about the whole process, but we sat down and then kind of what the story looked like for them there?
Yes, many times. Even for us too, the first time we were looking at buying a house, we were apprehensive to talk to a lender because it's just intimidating, right? And I think one of my favorite stories is one of our first clients that we worked with, he was just someone who filled out a form online. So I gave him a call, asked him if he wanted to buy a house. He said yes. He came in, had a meeting with me. It was, you know, the best case scenario. And then he said, I'm probably 2 years out. I said, okay, no problem. I work with people for many years out. It's really no big deal. We'll work within your timeline. Well, after our appointment, he called the lender right that same day. And the next day he got a pre-approval and he called and he said, hey, I found a house that I'm interested in. I have a pre-approval letter. Can we go look at it? And I'm like, sure. And next thing we know, 2 months later, he bought his first house. So the timeline drastically shortened because he knew what his purchasing power was. And that's one of my favorite stories to share because he really took everything that we told him, put it into practice, made his dream come true right before COVID in 2020. And he has so much more equity in his house now than if he ended up buying a house today, to being 2.5, 3 years later.
And he had been a renter for decades.
Yeah.
He had been paying somebody else's mortgage. He didn't think it was possible for himself to get out of renting and into home ownership. And once we sat down, made the game plan, got him connected to the right people, he quickly realized, oh, I can do this. And we believe in education and empowerment. And those are tools that we use to help people. And I remember on the closing day, he told us, thank you so much for helping me and my family achieve the American dream.
Yeah.
He didn't think it was possible. And yet he was able to do it. And that's the beautiful thing about our country and the loan programs and the things that they provide for first-time home buyers.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, that's a story that will definitely stay with me forever. Mm-hmm. And thinking about overcoming that initial hurdle of just go talk to the lender. And if you, like we shared in the first episode, right, you are going to be partnering with a real estate professional that you know that you trust. So if you trust that real estate professional, they're going to be the ones to recommend a trustworthy mortgage lender, mortgage broker to you. I think about the mortgage brokers that we work with, they're people that we go to lunch with. They're people that we know. They've helped us with our own loans. So we absolutely give our 5-star stamp of approval because we have personal experience. And any great agent that you choose to partner with is going to be equipped with that same lender pool to help make sure that you're in good hands. So who you work with definitely matters when it comes to lending. Now, when it comes to talking about your loan programs with your lender, this lender should be able to give you an array of options for you to choose from in order to make the best decision for your family and your financial needs.
So now you've gotten your financial house in order, and what loan program do you go with? Well, there are a lot of options. So it's great to be a first-time buyer, especially in California. So a couple of those major loan programs that first-time buyers will use, we'll just touch on a couple of them. So first off, there's the myth that you need 20% down. And that's just not true. There's a lot of loan programs you can use that have far less than 20% down. One of the most popular is the FHA loan, mm-hmm. which is really designed for low to moderate income earners who have who need help. And so you can get a house with as low as 3.5% down. And that's nationwide through the FHA. And so that's the Federal Housing Authority. They have highly subsidized this loan program to help people in America get into home ownership. And so FHA, 3.5% down, they've got lower income and lower credit scores. So that's some of the pros. Some of the cons are they do have some higher origination fees and higher interest rates. If you look at the all-in costs over the life of the loan, because you have to pay what's called mortgage insurance, and that mortgage insurance doesn't go away. When you have an FHA loan, it's stuck for the life of the loan. On the other side, you have a conventional loan product. And conventional loans, you can still get lower down payment options, 3, 5%, 10% down, and you will pay also mortgage insurance. But the cool thing about the conventional loan is once you hit a 20% equity position in your property, that mortgage insurance goes away. So your payment would drop and you'd have less out of pocket monthly. So when people are looking at loan programs, there's conventional, which is the standard. You'll have a little bit lower origination rates and all-in costs when you go that direction. Or you could have one of the government-backed loan programs like FHA or VA, which is for veterans. And the veterans actually have a 0% down payment option, which is incredible. And that's a way to say thank you to those who've served our country. They can get in with less down. So those are some of the main programs. Mm-hmm. When it comes to California, though, we have some really great down payment assistance options. So what is down payment assistance? California recognizes that the cost of homeownership is extremely high and they want to overcome that barrier. So they're actually giving out grants to assist first-time homebuyers. In order to qualify, you have to have certain income limitations or thresholds, and they're basically giving out the down payment in a grant form. And so it helps people get into homeownership. It helps people start building equity, and you do pay it back later when you go to sell the house or refinance the house, but it's a great way to get your foot in the door. And we actually have a flyer with four different type of down payment assistance programs in California specifically, where you can get access to 3.5% down or 5% down, depending on your situation. And that money, you don't have to pay it out of pocket up front. It's given to you, and then you pay it back later on the sale or refinance. And we recently had a client use this product where they were able to get the 3.5% down payment from the state through the CalHAFA loan program. And then the seller granted a credit of $19,000. So they got into a house with only $9,000 out of pocket. It was really incredible. Really, really incredible. And that house was $557,000. And they got in for just $9,000, which is less than 2% of the total value of that property. So there are a lot of great programs out there. If you would like access to a flyer we put together with these four different down payment assistance programs, send us a message or hit the link in the show notes, and that link will take you to a page where you can get access to that flyer with those four different down payment assistance programs to help buyers in California get into homeownership.
Yeah, we want to share all of our knowledge, because when you go and meet with your lender that you've talked to, we want to make sure that you're prepared. So I highly recommend taking a look at that flyer, because it's going to help make a better understanding for you when you go sit down with the lender to talk about your loan options.
Yeah, not all lenders are even aware of these programs, and that's why we want to put this information in front of you. And when you are talking to lenders, you want to talk to lenders who have access to this type of loan program. And certain lenders might not have that. If they're working at a bank, for example, they might be held captive to selling the bank's loan products, whereas a mortgage broker has the ability to shop to multiple different lending houses, and they'll have more access to these types of programs. Now, there's one other loan program that would work great for first-time buyers, especially people who are thinking about house hacking. Mm-hmm. So it's called the FHA 203K Rehabilitation Loan. And let's say you found a house, but it's a fixer-upper. It needs a lot of work. Well, you don't have a lot of cash up front to fix that home. You can actually use the FHA 203K loan. So it's a minimal down payment, 3.5% down. And the FHA will actually finance the construction or rehabilitation of that property. So there is a process, and it does involve paperwork and a longer escrow timeline. But you could get the build out and the construction loan covered through the FHA. They just changed the rules. We're really excited about this, because now they recognize ADUs as being a source of income, which can help you qualify for a loan. For example, if you have the granny unit or accessory dwelling unit on your property, they'll take 75% of the rental income and add that to your total household income to help you qualify for the mortgage, which is wonderful. And they've also changed the rules where, let's say you don't have an ADU on your property, but you're intending to build an ADU, they will take 50% of the estimated income from the ADU and use that to help you qualify. And the best part is they will take that income, help you qualify. They'll even finance the construction of the ADU for you with the FHA 203K loan. And so this is nationwide. They're realizing we have such a housing shortage. We need to incentivize more people to add units, and accessory dwelling units have been proven in California as a model on how to add units that are low cost, efficient, and affordable by design to help relieve a lot of the stress and pressure on the housing market.
Yeah, it's a really amazing new program that came out. And we've been telling so many of our clients that we work with, go check this out. Talk to your lender about getting pre-approved for this, because it could really be lucrative for what you want to do, especially if you are interested in house hacking and helping have your mortgage covered every month. One other thing that I wanted to make sure that we hit on are rates. And if you are at your appointment with your lender and there are multiple loan options to choose from, we didn't even hit them all. We just talked about some of the most popular ones. We want to make sure that you are signing paperwork to get a fixed rate mortgage. At the closing table, when you sign everything to buy your home, we want to make sure that you know you have the same exact rate for the life of the loan. So if you ever get offered an adjustable rate mortgage or an ARM, A-R-M, we want to make sure you are fully aware of what that means. So an adjustable rate mortgage means that at some point your rate is going to adjust, and every month that could change. So your monthly payment is going to vary, and it could vary widely, and that makes your house become unaffordable. So we are big advocates for getting a fixed rate mortgage at any point in time. So that way, when you're crunching numbers on the front end to see if this is a good investment for you, you know exactly what your fixed expenses are going to be. So when you are house hacking, or even if you're just living simply, we want to make sure that you know, hey, this is my all-in housing cost, and not have any question about it throughout the life of the loan.
Yes, you got to be very careful when it comes to what loan product you end up purchasing through. For example, the ARM that Camille was discussing, they offer what's called like a teaser rate, where for a few years up front, you'll have a lower interest rate than your fixed rate. But the risk you run is that if rates rise, your payment rises. And we've seen it happen where some of our clients who were forced to sell because they had an ARM where the rate had just gone up so much, their mortgage payment doubled or even tripled. And they just couldn't afford it anymore. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine having your mortgage double or triple and not being able to do anything about it? That's the risk that you run. Another loan to be wary of is a interest-only loan. Interest-only loans seem great because the payment is less because you're not paying principal. But the risk you run is that you're not building equity, paying down that principal. And that's one of the key ways that wealth is created and built through real estate, is by making that monthly payment and paying down your loan. So if it's interest only, you're not paying down that loan. It sticks there. And if the market rises or falls, your house value could go underwater, where your loan is actually higher than your house value. So there's a risk there that we want to just caution you of.
Yep. And one of the last things that we want to talk about today are just your all-in costs. What does it actually look like to buy a house? And your all-in costs are really going to be inclusive of your down payment and closing costs. So let's say that you have a 10% total. That's all. You're buying a $500,000 house and you only have $50,000. That's it. You don't have any wiggle room. Well, you are going to end up putting less than 10% down in a down payment in order to have enough money to pay for closing costs, because closing costs are about 2 to 3% of your loan. So we want to make sure that you're aware that closing costs are an added fee on top of your down payment. And closing costs, the biggest fee in closing costs are your loan origination fees. So when you're talking to a lender, make sure you ask up front what their origination fees are so you can best budget and prepare for how much you're going to bring to the closing table. You also have escrow fees, title fees, little fees like that that come up. And sometimes too, if you are buying points in order to buy your rate down, then that's going to be in the form of a closing cost. So right now we're seeing interest rates between 6.5% and 7.5%. So they're pretty high right now from what they've been in the past 2 years. Oftentimes, buyers are looking for a way to save more on their monthly payment, so they might pay for a point or two in order to buy that rate down to maybe 6.25 or maybe 6%. And the cost of 1 point is equivalent to 1% of the loan that you're getting. So that adds up fast. And we're seeing sometimes sellers are getting the opportunity to buy that rate for their buyers as a way to get their offer accepted. So, hey, I want to sell my house. I'll do anything to help sell my house. Here, let me buy you 2 points in order to buy your rate down. So that's a way that sellers are incentivizing buyers right now to buy their house. However, that's not the case all the time, especially if we're in a competitive situation with multiple offers. So buyers may end up being the ones to buy down their rate. And that's really important to keep in mind, because if you do end up going with points, you want to do the math to make sure it's worth it. If you end up refinancing in a year or two, buying points might not be worth it because it's so expensive on the front end. It's really only beneficial if you plan to keep the loan for the full amount of time. So it's definitely something to talk about with both your realtor and your lender when you choose to partner with them, because you want to make sure you have all of the knowledge on what your all-in cost is going to be for how long your loan is going to be in existence.
And in closing, when it comes to getting your pre-approval, we really just want to stress that who you work with matters. And before you commit to a lender, we do recommend getting 2 to 3 loan estimates from each lender that you're working with. Because it's not just about the interest rate. As we said earlier, there might be a teaser rate, but your all-in costs might actually be higher. So once you get a loan estimate from 2 to 3 lenders, you can look at what is called the APR, the annual percentage rate. And what the APR does is it factors in the closing costs, origination fees, points, everything that you're paying for that loan product. And then you can compare that side by side with all the other lenders to see what they're offering and to see who truly is giving you the best loan product. And in our experience and nationwide, statistics and studies show that working with a mortgage broker is going to save you time and money on buying real estate because they have more loan products available and they're able to charge less origination fees than a bank or an online lender will. Mm-hmm. And so in closing, make sure as you're preparing for that next step in buying a home, you connect with the right team. That means you get a great agent in your area to help you out, and they connect you to an incredible lender. So that way you can start to create your financial game plan to get into a position to buy your next home.
Thanks so much for joining us on today's episode. Check out the show notes below so you can get the down payment assistance flyer that we referenced in the show. Don't forget to subscribe so that way you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.